This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Lawmakers in Washington and local and state officials calling on federal agencies to find out more about who's flying what some claim are a lot of drones, especially at night in various areas. ABC's Jacqueline Lee.
In New Jersey, Senator Andy Kim going out on drone patrol with police Saturday night, tweeting they were almost certainly planes. New York Governor Kathy Hochul saying this has gone too far, and New Jersey officials demanding permission from the federal government to collect at least one of the drones and get to the bottom of the issue.
Two men arrested in the Boston area this weekend are accused of flying a drone dangerously close to Logan International Airport. A third person got away in a boat, they say. Cleanup underway in Northern California after a rare December tornado, flipping cars, pulling out trees, damaging buildings north of Santa Cruz yesterday. Several injuries. In churches across Syria, Christians marking the first Sunday services since the collapse of the Assad regime. This is ABC News. Indiana officials preparing to execute the state's first death row prisoner in 15 years Wednesday. Joseph Corcoran was convicted a quarter century ago of killing his brother and three other men. Somebody else goes through the exit from the New York City mayor's administration, another top advisor to his honor. This amid the ongoing investigation by the Manhattan District Attorney into the city's commercial property leases. Mayor Eric Adams denies wrongdoing. Hoping to be back refereeing a basketball game, but now recouping at home after suffering a heart attack while on the job last month, Doug Sanders. Fans at Jefferson High in Monroe County, Michigan, leaped into action. Those in the stands included two off-duty firefighters and a nurse.
I'm grateful for them. They saved my life. I'm just lucky to be here.
Sanders felt like he was going to pass out on the court, he says. The firefighters directed a group of people checking Sanders' pulse and giving chest compressions. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Big news in Wisconsin this month, as much of the controversial anti-union Act 10 law was struck down in a ruling by Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jacob Frost. Two takeaways on this. One, the ruling gets at the heart of what has always made this law so brazenly political, by defining public safety employees differently from general public employees. That decision was pretty clearly made not based on across-the-board policy, but on which unions backed Scott Walker for governor in 2010. It would be fitting if that is what ultimately spells the end for this controversial law. Secondly, this case is headed to an appeal, which almost certainly will end up at the Wisconsin Supreme Court. While this case still might be decided by the court's current 4-3 liberal majority, it's a good reminder of just how important the upcoming race for state Supreme Court will be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Authority. This is Mags Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Happy Saturday night, everybody. Welcome to Mags Inc. Radio, original local music from Wisconsin. Across the Civic Media Radio Network, GBK and Rocker holding down the fort for you. Let's get right into it because we got a busy show. We'll kick it off with a double dip of Cat and a Hurricane and their latest one, Caffeine and Alcohol. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Is this the caffeine and alcohol in my blood? Or is it some kind of divine punishment? 'Cause I said I'd be okay this time. I tried, I lied, I still get high off of coming undone. Second in smoke and rum on my clothes, I can still smell it. I thought it lies. Hurts in the morning. I thought that I could have it all. Love caffeine, got alcohol.
Sync Radio, radio for the people.
That's a banger to kick off the show. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music with Cat and the Hurricane Therapy and Caffeine and Alcohol. Both of those songs are off their brand new album, Rocker, which is super good. It's available for download on the Bandcamp and Spotify and add them to your playlist. Go see them live, too, December 15th at the High Noon Saloon. That's going to be a cool show.
That's tomorrow.
That is tomorrow. We should go see Cat and Hurricane tomorrow.
That would be awesome. They're going to be with Scorched Waves and Boxing Day.
Hope you're all having a great evening. I'm Jimmy K. He's Rocker. Terry Barr is off tonight. And we got a great show lined up. I got here for sound check for Live in the Lair, Rocker.
Oh, yeah.
And they sound amazing. What's coming up tonight, brother?
The Trembling Giants. That's who's in the lair, Jimmy. But before that, right here in the studio, he's already here. It is CJ Hall. He is the co-founder of Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen. They're going to be celebrating their 6-year anniversary coming up, and they have some rocking and rolling beer that they're going to be rolling out. We're going to hear all about it, Jimmy. Maybe even try some. Gabe Berdulis, homecoming show at the Gamma Ray Bar in late December. You know, Gabe moved down to Nashville. And he's coming back to Madison for the holidays, so he's going to do a special show coming up. And we'll have him on the phone from Nashville and hear what's going on. A little later tonight, Terry Barr, she introduces us to Green Bay area band Radio for Pets. Do they really make music for animals? Find out after 8:30 tonight. And live in the lair in our in-studio concert, we welcome the Trembling Giant. They come from Blanchardville and Mount Horeb, actually. And next week in the lair, Jimmy, Jeffrey James is going to be in.
All right. Looking forward to that. 844-967-2789. Call or text us through the Civic Media app if you got something cool to say or if you want to make a request. Rocker, I took the bus again to work today.
Really, Jimmy?
Yeah, I don't know. Much better than battling the traffic. Plus the
roads. Oh, the roads were pretty kind of a little icy.
Very icy when I came in. Be careful driving, especially southwest Wisconsin, I guess. Ice. But anyway, cool bus ride. It takes 30 minutes to go from the north side to State Street here.
Wow.
Pretty cool.
And that's not even those the new express buses, right?
Right. Right. No, it was the express bus.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So that was pretty cool. But the, so I'm sitting there minding my own, and this dude gets on the bus. He sits down. Everything was normal. But then he started on the phone having a conversation with his partner.
Oh, yeah.
About dirty dishes. And it got kind of loud. I tried to ignore it at first, but after a while,
you can't.
After a while, I was like, I was kind of thinking of ways, conflict resolutions, you know?
Yeah.
And I was like,
you're going to jump in?
I wanted to tap him on the shoulder and say, hey, man, try this. Say this.
Oh.
You know, come to some, you know, once, okay, so the dishes are a problem. Let's make a pact that we do the dishes all the time.
Yeah.
You know, or every day or every other day, whatever you want to do. Come to that compromise too. I wanted to so bad. I didn't, obviously.
Do you do the dishes at home, Jimmy?
Yeah. I mean, we both pitch in. Mrs. K and I, we have a dishwasher, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So we just, you know, as long as we can remember to load the dishwasher and push the button, we're okay. You know?
That's funny. Our rule usually at home is, you know, you have to have the dishes done after dinner before dessert gets served.
Right, right. I mean, if the dude wanted to share his conversation with the bus full of people about the dirty dishes in his household and his disdain to his partner because of that, you know, everybody on the bus should have a right to chip in to the conversation and say, hey, let's do this.
Oh, boy.
You know, would that be interesting?
Can you imagine if it was a different conversation? One time I was on a bus to Chicago. And it was the same kind of thing. The guy behind me was arguing about this electrical bill and his rent and his landlord and, you know, this whole, you know, story. And you're like, oh, how can I escape? I wish I had some headphones. Maybe that's the thing. I think if you ride the bus, you have to have some headphones and, you know, crank out some Black Sabbath or something. Crank out some Lords of the Trident.
I need some Bluetooth headphones. That's what I need. What would you have tapped the dude on the shoulder? Let me know. 844-967-2789. Call or text us in the Civic Media app. Lots of great music on the way. We got People Brothers Band right now. It's new music from the Prairie Flowers. Ribbons and Pink. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media.
I'll never forget the day that I found you. I was nervous but confident. You were nothing to fear. But then my whole world, my heart whole world was shaken. Now you had taken my armor away. Feeling crushed, feeling broken, and then cut wide open, I lay raw and exposed. Fill my veins with poison to kill you. Burn my skin where you touch me, you won't take me down. You won't take me down. I never asked to wear pink, I never asked to wear ribbons, but that's what I was given, and I wear them with pride. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger, and I'm stronger than ever. Oh, I'm stronger than ever in my ribbons and pink. Gathered around me, lifted me up from the ashes and tore the light. I know I was never alone, never, never, ever, ever alone in this fight. Feeling crushed, feeling broken, and then cut wide open, I lay raw and exposed. Fill my veins with poison to kill you. Burn my skin where you touch me, you won't take me down. You won't take me down. I never asked to wear pink, I never asked to wear ribbons, but that's what I was given, and I wear them with pride. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger, and I'm stronger than ever. Oh, I'm stronger than ever in my ribbons and pain. You made a fighter out of me. Opened my eyes to the beauty of things. Now I can see. You made a fighter out of me. Open my eyes to the beauty of me. I'm alive and I thrive. I am amazing. I never asked to wear pink, I never asked to wear ribbons, but that's what I was given, and I wear them with pride. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger, and I'm stronger than ever. Oh, I'm stronger than ever in my ribbons and pink. I never asked to wear pink, I never asked to wear ribbons, but that's what I was given, and I wear them with pride. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger, and I'm stronger than ever. Oh, I'm stronger than ever in my ribbons and pink.
Prairie Flowers, Max Inc. on Civic Media, Ribbons in Pink. You can see them tonight at the Cargo Coffee, February 9th at the Eastside Club, and March 9th at the Wisconsin Brewing Company in Verona. You'll see a brand new band. Hey, Max Inc. Radio, sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts, locally hand-blown glass, three locations in Madison, and you can shop online, igniteglassandgifts.com. Got CJ from Full Mile Beer Company here. We're going to talk about some beer. We're going to have some stuff, find out what's happening out in Sun Prairie. Right now, the People Brothers Band, Money Goes on Max Inc. Radio.
Yeah. and it feels like you're living the works that are loving to be alive. It's an uphill climb, but you are not alone, my friend. It's all part of the beauty of this world we're living in. Well, ain't it funny how the money goes in and out my pocket,
in and out my pocket,
round and round, well, I suppose.
People Brothers Band and Money Goes. I love that song. That's so good. And former Mama winners there are the People Brothers Band. Rocker, speaking of the Mamas, we'll get to that in a second, but also the Whammies are kicking off in full swing right now. What information do you have for them?
Well, I'll tell you, Jimmy, nomination and registration deadline for WAMI, Wisconsin Area Music Industry Awards, is coming up January 31st. That's in 2025. Preliminary voting round is going to be February 2025. And the final voting round is March 2025. And their big show, Sunday, May 4th, 2025 at the Deco in West Allis. So all of the WAMI dates are coming around the corner pretty quick.
Nice. So if you're a band, if you want to get registered with the WAMIs and share your music with them, maybe win an award if you like that, how do you do that, Rocker?
Well, you know, you don't have to be a member to participate, but if you just go to WAMI.org, WAMI.org, you can sign up, nominate people. And, you know, Jimmy, Max Inc. Radio, once again, we're nominated for a WAMI Award. We won last year for Podcast of the Year for the state of Wisconsin.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that. Like the WAMIs, there's also here locally here in Madison.
The Mamas.
There's the Madison Area Music Association. You know, on Facebook, when you, like a week away from your birthday, Rocker, you get, hey, what charity do you want people to donate to?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. So I did one for the Mamas this year because my birthday is next week. And I really want people to donate to the Mamas because it's such a great charitable organization here.
What's
in
the biggest
Madison
reason, Jimmy?
Because you're putting instruments in the hands of kids.
Bingo.
There it is. You know, the Mamas has a lot of, you know, where they give instruments or help kids get instruments so they can play music. There's also the Mama Cares, which is kind of covers medical expenses for local artists that maybe insurance doesn't cover. And there's also the Clyde Stubblefield Scholarship Fund, which is just great because that, you know, it's about furthering music education for local artists here.
That's right. And it is so needed.
So you can make a tax deductible donation right now at themamas.org and support the Mamas. Also, the Mamas registration and nomination process is open right now, Rocker.
Hey, Jimmy, just a minute ago, we were talking about the People Brothers Band, weren't we?
Yes.
And they've won multiple Mama Awards. Yeah. But I just wanted to let people know that December 21st, you can see the People Brothers Band with the Big Woo, and that's up at the First Avenue in Minneapolis. And then December 28th, right here in Madison, they will be at the Majestic Theater.
Love those guys. Hey, we got CJ in studio right now with beer.
Beer.
And we're going to talk about beer. We're going to talk about great food at Full Mile Beer Company, downtown Sun Prairie.
We are going to talk about For Those About to Rauk.
Oh, it's going to be good. Stick around.
Broth, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Santa gets the headlines, but those that know Mrs. Claus runs the North Pole.
The Aaron Weber Group at Compass. Smart, efficient, and they always deliver. Not waiting till the night before like some people.
I can't hear you know, dear.
So when it comes to buying or selling in Madison, movetomadison.com and the Aaron Weber Group are the smart choice.
I've been hinting at moving to a new home for years. I'm tired of the cold. Movetomadison.com makes the nice list.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at noahsarkpetcenter.net. A health food store for your pets. Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Happy Saturday night, Wisconsin. Hope you're doing well. It's Max Inc. Radio, original local music from Wisconsin, broadcasting around the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. Rocker, there's beer in the studio, and I love it.
For those about to rauk, we salute Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in Sun Prairie, who are set to release a new Hell's Lager beer on December 18th, the brewery's six-year anniversary party. These guys know how to do it. Here to tell us about new beer and the six-year celebration is owner and co-founder of Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen, CJ Hall. CJ, welcome back to Max Inc. Radio.
It's great to see you, CJ.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys.
Wow, we are feeling good, Jimmy. He brought in some beer. We're going to be talking about samples. This is a lot of fun. You have two for us today.
I do, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, like you said, that first one is a Rauch beer. For those about to Rauch, which I did kind of think you guys might find interesting.
Well, we're going to ask about that beer specifically in just a minute. Okay. But, you know, before we talk about beer, bands, anniversaries, tell us about Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen. Is this a beer hall or a sit-down restaurant?
Sit-down restaurant. We're a brew pub, so it's a full restaurant. We've got a full kitchen, wood-fired pizza oven. You know, we brew all of our own beer in-house as well. So yeah, we've got, food wise, there's something for everybody, really. We've got a pretty broad menu, but it sticks to kind of like elevated pub grub sort of stuff.
So, you know, tell us about a little bit too, about your partner and kind of how you got started and you know, what your mission is.
You bet. Nate Kinderman and myself are the two kind of co-owners right now of Full Mile. We've known each other since seventh grade, which goes back a long ways.
Wow.
We're not spring chickens.
None of us are, man.
Yeah, it is. It is. Yep. Went to school, grew up together, went to college, kind of went our separate ways in college. But after college, we came back. He was in Madison. I came back to Madison. We kept in contact. He had restaurant and bar experience, you know. He had was a co-owner of a restaurant, a bar on Monroe Street. And I had been into homebrewing for many years. And so we kind of just kept talking about that and drinking beers and talking about it more. And finally, 2014, we kind of got it going, wrote a business plan, started getting funding. And 2018, December 18th of 2018 is when we actually opened the doors in downtown Sun Prairie.
Wow, that's amazing. And you've been a sponsor of this show. You've been supporting local music for as long as that, at least. I forget exactly. But thank you very much for that.
You bet.
And we appreciate your time tonight, too. You probably just left the restaurant on Sun Prairie to come here. What's happening at Full Mile tonight?
Tonight's kind of a chill night. We don't have a band down there tonight. We'll have one down there next week. Next Saturday, a week from today, that's our six-year anniversary. Tonight's just kind of a chill night. Probably still busy, but no band down there.
You know what? The chill nights are great.
Chill nights are great
because you still have the Mug Club, right? So
yes,
that's probably a great time to go in and take advantage of that Mug Club. You know, and just kind of chill and enjoy the atmosphere at Full Mile, and of course the good beer.
Yeah.
You probably get seated right away, huh?
Yeah, maybe the roads and everything. The weather's kind of crappy tonight.
Yeah,
maybe. I
take a taxi, take a Lyft, go to Full Mile.
Yeah.
All right. So for those about to Rauch, your new collaboration with Working Draft Beer, it's a Hell's Lager, and it's been released on your six-year anniversary, December 18th. Wait, what is a Hell's Lager?
What the hell's a Hell's Lager?
That's what I'm wondering.
Hell's Lager.
Hell's,
if you really wanted to, you know, hit it with the German pronunciation.
Yeah.
It's a very light lager. It's kind of lighter than you would imagine a Pilsner to be. Mm-hmm. So it's a low bitterness, real blonde beer that tastes like beer, but the twist on that, which is a little bit of a rarity these days.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, but
that's true.
The twist on that is that we added 40% smoked malt to the batch when it's brewed, to the grist. So it gives it this kind of campfire sort of, but a little sweet almost. It's not like overpowering smoke or anything like that.
Yeah, it reminds me of when I was a kid at parties out in the, like the pine trees. Around the campfire.
Those,
you know,
parties that you probably weren't supposed to be at, and you came home and your coat smelled weird. And
we were just talking off air that I could take this beer camping. You know,
this would be a great
camping beer.
Yeah, very good camping beer. Maybe not. Now, not right this time of year, but...
Well, no.
Yeah, but we... So
within
we,
reason.
Yes, absolutely. We brewed this probably a couple months ago with a Working Draft Beer Company. Clint Miranda, the brewers from Working Draft, came over and brewed this with our head brewer, Bill. Takes about 6 to 8 weeks of lagering, just kind of resting in the tank.
And what is lagering?
It's just conditioning, essentially. Yeah, yeah. German for conditioning and resting.
Like air conditioning? What?
Yeah, something like air conditioning. Well, no, actually, nothing like air conditioning. But, yeah.
Rocker's not making beer. He's making vodka. Yeah. You know?
What kind of conditioning? Right. I don't get it. Right, you know? Right. Are we running a marathon here? What? You know?
Oh, very, yeah, yeah.
Now, the other beer that you brought is like a bourbon, Russian
Imperial stout. Right. So for those about to rauk, we're releasing that December 18th. That's Wednesday. And that actually,
oh, yes.
And that happens to be the actual anniversary of Full Mile opening. It was December 18th.
Yeah.
For the other beer, the other one you have in your glass, the bourbon and rye barrel aged Russian Imperial Stout. This is Collusion. This one was aged 10 months in Woldersheim and J. Henry bourbon barrels and Dancing Goat rye barrels. This one will be released on the 21st of December. That's the 6-year anniversary party. So it's a little confusing. We're having a couple of beer releases within the same week, but. You know, why not?
I see what you did there with the Russian Imperial Stout
and the collusion. And the collusion. Yes, yeah,
That's a good one.
Yeah.
The stout, I've just taken a couple drinks of it, and it is so delicious. It has the heavy chocolate coffee notes to it. You know,
yep.
I can imagine drinking this beer with a steak and mushroom.
Right. And then sit in front of a fire and fall asleep immediately after that. Yeah,
and your anniversary is on December 18th.
So the actual anniversary is the 18th. Our party that we're having, our anniversary party, 6-year anniversary party, we're doing on that on December 21st because that's a Saturday.
Yeah,
it's a little
easier. But that was something about it's actually the 7th birthday.
6th anniversary.
Oh, okay. I saw some information in there.
That's a solid day. That's my birthday as well.
Oh, okay. So, well, there you go.
Really?
And you could donate money to the mamas at themamas.org.
Well, happy birthday, Jimmy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so the 6th birthday party is coming up December 21st, and it has Poopy Costello and the new Hiram Kings. What thought comes to your mind when you're hitting 6 years? I mean, you're closer to a decade now than you are to your birth.
We're kind of over the hump as far as a decade goes. I don't know. Certain things get easier. Other things get more complicated and difficult. But we're getting the hang of it. We survived COVID, which was,
that's
a pretty big thing.
Yeah.
We came out of that.
Was it food or was it beer or, kind of the combination? Because, of course, everybody was doing the drive up.
Yeah. Well, we got by on just selling cans of beer for a while, but we were able to reopen, and you had to space the tables 6 feet apart, and we put people outside on the patio. So
yeah, you got the outside.
Yeah, that helped a lot. That helped get us through a couple. 2020, summer 2020, and even 21 were pretty tight times.
And that was a great. I mean, really, reality is that was a great die off. Of restaurants. I mean, a lot of your favorite restaurants are gone.
Are a lot that didn't make it through. So we feel pretty fortunate that we came out the other end in the shape that we're in. We did all right. I never planned on having a pandemic to deal with. That wasn't in our business plan.
No.
It wasn't in mine, for sure.
No, that we hadn't thought of that one before we opened. I don't know. We're in a great groove. We got a great, great group of people, staff, awesome staff working.
What's the special on your menu right now? Because you guys change every now and then.
We do. Yeah.
I haven't been there in a little while, so I'm wondering what's your
go to. Yeah, we've got
a thing now.
So we run. Yeah, we do run. We have our normal lunch dinner menu. We have a feature menu that is kind of specials that rotate about every 3 weeks or every month or so. Right now we have a apple bacon blue cheese pizza. Right now,
pizza.
Yeah, that one's fantastic.
I love blue cheese on pizza.
Yeah, and
that's good stuff.
Yeah, it's just that super. I mean, blue cheese, apple, and bacon on anything is.
Waiting for the brisket mac and cheese
to come back. I remember.
When is that?
Yeah,
that's good stuff right there.
Yes.
Of course, you got Friday fish fry. Right?
We do have Friday fish fry. Yep.
Yeah,
that was
good stuff.
Busy last night.
Are you still doing brunch?
We do. Yep. Yeah. Saturday, Sunday brunches. We open at 10 o'clock Saturday and Sunday for brunch, and that runs until 2 o'clock.
What's the best thing on the brunch menu right now?
Oh, man. Biscuits and gravy, really. It's simple, but
it's favorite.
Yeah, it's simple, but it's real. We make really good biscuits and gravy.
awesome. And of course, you got the Mug Club too, which is really cool. Yeah. I mean, you know, it gives that neighborhood bar a place to go.
Yeah.
You know, have a couple brews, watch some sports on the telly or whatever.
Yep. The Mug Club, the folks, there's so many regulars in our Mug Club, and those are the folks that really kind of kept coming back and buying beer from us during the pandemic. They're the ones that really kind of helped keep us afloat. And a lot of them keep buying a Mug Club membership every year.
That Mug Club is really the perfect. The only reason you really need to buy that is to go in, have a couple beers, and look at the back bar at Full Mile Beer Company, because that back bar you have there, it's beautiful. That's some artwork for sure.
You. Yeah, a lot of expensive booze on the back bar, but it all looks pretty.
To be that way. Yes, right. Exactly.
Yep, you bet.
CJ, it's great to see you again. Thank you so much for coming in. Yeah. Any big events, bands, or anything like that? Other than the celebration of
the celebration. Yeah, we've got the Rout Beer release on Wednesday, but then Poopy Costello for the anniversary party on the 21st. They're playing from 7 to 10 o'clock on the 21st. That's free admission. That's the last show of the year, and then we won't really kick off any other shows until like late January. We have a show booked right now.
Awesome. Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen, downtown Sun Prairie. Come for the homemade food, stay for the beer and the live entertainment. 132 Market Street. Stop in, say hi to them. It's a great downtown community in Sun Prairie too. You can see the full menu and all the upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com. CJ, we love you. Thank you so much for coming
in, guys. Yeah.
Appreciate
always happy.
Let's do the flavor that kills. They got a show coming up. We'll tell you about it in just a couple of minutes. This is Home. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Can't open up alone. It's until you know you are not meant to know. You may say it's a tale for the fiction aisle. I say put it in your other. You'll be looking behind your back whenever you see a new face approach you with a smile. How can I let go? How can I forget and say these memories just won't work? But daddy, they gotta change. You can wrap yourself up, but you're just a cat, and you can't help it up alone. We'll be right back.
my sweet kind. Yeah.
I was a little frustration going down in my itty bitty life. Girl, I know you're the girl picking up my suffering mind. Yeah. Well, I can only see my future looking in your eyes. It's in your best mind to give me some time. Left to hide, yeah. I was a little frustration going on in my itty bitty life. Girl, I know you're the dope that could dump my suffering mind, yeah. I can only see my future looking in your eyes. It's in your best mind. Give me some time. It's in your best mind. Give me some time. If you're in your mind, you'll give me some time, yeah.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. That's AJ Snell and the Rhythm Invasion and Excuse My Soul. Before that, The Flavor That Kills and Home. You can see them tonight at the Crystal Corner Bar with Bing Bong and the German Art Students. Hey, thanks to CJ for coming in from the Full Mile Beer Company. That Mug Club is absolutely awesome. And that, so is that back bar. The fish fry is really good, too. Full Mile Beer Company, downtown Sun Prairie. Check them out today. Right now, how about some Sexy Esther in celebration of Maxmas? The Madison Area Christmas compilation album, Christmas Party Rock on Max Inc. Radio.
I didn't get no presents, just a 30 case of beer. I couldn't afford a ticket, so I stayed home this year. Throw some lights up on the tree to spread some Christmas cheer. Christmas party, tis the season. Let's get drunk for no good reason. Christmas Party Rock. Christmas Party Rock. Christmas Party Rock. Christmas.
Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
You told me that you wanted me there, and I just didn't care how to keep your love. I celebrate the times that we had, but it makes me so mad that I freed my dove. Save me some time for your love. Me need your love. Now I wake up and I stumble out of bed, take some pills for my head, keep my will intact. I don't quite have the looks that I did, and I'm writing a wish that I'll make it back. Save me some time for.
Sing on Civic Media. We are local music. Sam moved out to LA, but he's back. He's got a show at December 20th at Buck and Honey's in Sun Prairie. Also Saturday, December 21st at Hidden Cave in Middleton. Hey, we got a double dip on the way after the news. Two from Lucas Cates. Right now is John Messino and Mankind. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
We can't believe that it went this far.
knew that Wisconsin sounded so good? It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at Full Mile Beer.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Jeffrey from Madison.
I worked for the city of Madison for 34 years. Act 10 cost me $42,000.
Yep.
In 1977, the state of Wisconsin passed a law that says public employees cannot strike. With Act 10, now we can't bargain for working conditions and benefits, so they basically turned public employees into second-class citizens.
Yes.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. There's no indication of any criminal or national security-related problems to drone sightings, say the FBI and Homeland Security, but data on it remains slim. People are still nervous, say lawmakers in Washington and local and state officials. ABC's Jay O'Brien.
This one's going to fly over us right now.
New Jersey Senator Andy Kim, who posted viral images on a drone patrol with local police, saying upon closer review, most of his possible drone sightings were almost certainly planes.
Two men arrested in the Boston area are accused of flying a drone dangerously close to Logan Airport. Cops say a third person got away in a boat. Cleanup in Northern California after a rare December tornado, trashing cars, uprooting trees, damaging buildings north of Santa Cruz yesterday. Several injuries. U.S. diplomats have been in direct contact with the rebel group that led the overthrow of Assad in Syria, says Secretary of State Blinken. This is ABC News.